Hey, good morning, everyone. A good Erev Shabbat and Chodesh Tov. It is the Rosh Chodesh Elul. Again, it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and our theme this morning on the 40-day challenge is being honest with ourselves. First of all, I want to welcome some newcomers that came on. If anybody would like me to share with you yesterday's recording or the introductory day, the day before, I'm happy to do that. Just private message me. And by the way, I love private messages when you send questions or comments about any of what we've been studying together. And of course, if you'd like to sponsor a day, I want to thank Justin Lafazan, my friend and student from MJE, who's sponsoring today's recording. So it's all about being honest with ourselves. And I want to share an idea that's found in this week's Parsha that we'll be reading tomorrow in synagogue, Parshat Shoftim, that speaks about the absolute importance of being honest with ourselves, no matter who we are. The Torah tells us, Lo sata mishpat lo sakir panim, that in judgment, we should never pervert judgment and never recognize a face, which means that we're supposed to be impartial, especially, of course, if you're a judge. Velosi kach shochat. And I mentioned this in the chapter, that a person should never take a bribe. Why? Ki ha-shochat yaver einei chachamim, because a shochat, a bribe, blinds the eyes of the sages, visalef divrei tzadikim, and makes crooked the ways of the righteous. And one of the questions that is asked by the rabbis is, why is it talking about chachamim and tzadikim, right? A bribe would blind anyone. It would make anyone crooked. Why does the Torah in this week's Parsha tell us that it can make crooked the words of the righteous and blind the eyes of the wise? Why not just any one of us? And it's to teach that all of us are susceptible to this. There is no one, there's no individual in the Jewish community or in the world that is beyond bribery, that can't be somehow sucked into this situation where we're being partial and we're not judging fairly and impartially. And this is a very important theme running throughout Torah literature in general, that we have to be honest with ourselves, even the most righteous of individuals. Beautiful rabbis, amazing, amazing rabbis. I mentioned the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Nachman of Breslov. These were two great rabbis who we all know possessed very high-level saintly characters, but they both admitted that by nature, they were not easygoing people, and they shared how hard it was for them to work to contain their anger. And the reason they became these great rabbis is because they were honest with themselves. They didn't put themselves on a pedestal. I shared a story in one of my classes this week at MJE of the great Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. That was the grandfather of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, who ordained over 2,000 students at Yeshiva University. And Rav Chaim told his grandson, the Rav, that he was not by nature a generous person. He had to work on it. And when you go to his graveside in Warsaw, I had the honor of being there, on top of the tombstone, it says Rav Chesed, the rabbi of kindness. He was known for being such, besides being so erudite and scholarly, and was able to transform the way people study Talmud in that time, and his grandson brought that to America, but he was also known as being a Rav Chesed. So people just assume he must have been born that way. A lot of these greats were not born that way, but the reason they were able to become those people is because they were ultimately honest with themselves. And I just want to share one other idea that's not in the Parsha and it's not in the book, because I promised that every day, Bli Nedar, I would try to share something that's not in the book for those of you who did this challenge before. And that has to do with a Jewish king. There is a mitzvah to have and to appoint a Jewish king. But if you look at the way the Torah deals with the king, the Torah says he shouldn't have too many wives, he shouldn't have too many horses, it's going to corrupt him. And the Torah speaks about the king as a normal human being with drives and lusts like anyone else. And what's also interesting is that there's a general mitzvah for every Jew to own a Sefer Torah, to own a Torah scroll. Don't fret if you don't have a Torah scroll. Some rabbis say if you have some Jewish books in your home that that could suffice. But according to the Torah itself, each of us is supposed to have our own Torah scroll. But a king, Talmud says a king needs to have two. One that the king would keep in the palace, and one that the king would take around with him wherever he went. And according to another opinion in the Talmud, he had to wrap the entire Torah around one of his arms. Why? Because the king has all this power. And what happens when we get power? We often abuse it. That's why the kings of France and England, you mention a king, it conjures up a negative connotation because we haven't done well generally with kings. And the Torah wants to make sure that the king is going to be subject, the Jewish king, is supposed to be subject to a law and authority above him from God, the Torah. And therefore, he has to have a Torah in his palace and carrying around with him, maybe even wrapped around his arm. Don't forget who you are. Be honest with yourself. And I'm just going to end with this. Wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. And that is the question that I left in this entry in the book. By the way, you see at the end, there's sort of a work question every week. And I wrote here, is there any area of your life that you are afraid to be honest about? If so, how can you work to go beyond that fear? This is a good opportunity to ask ourselves, to be honest with ourselves, where can we use some work? And that's the greatest way to improve, is not to fluff over it or imagine like I'm beyond it. What do you mean? I'm such a righteous person. What does the Torah tell us in this week's Parsha? That even the Chachamim, the great sages, and the Tzaddikim, the great righteous people, they too can be led astray through a bribe. Even a king, he needs another Sefer Torah because of all that power. And think about what we can do in our own lives to keep ourselves honest and to look at ourselves squarely in the eye and say, hey, how can I do better? Where can I do better? How can I work on it in the coming month? Have a holy and beautiful Shabbat. I'll also share with you my Parsha YouTube for Shabbos. Chodesh Tov.